Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
It's quite a big deal when someone makes an accusation against you, especially if you're a well-known individual like Diddy, and obviously quite a few allegations have been made by now. Lots of them of sexual natures, of assaults, of drugging, of trafficking, of kidnapping, all sorts of things in both civil and federal crimes. In the new documentary on Peacock, The Making of a Bad Boy, Al B. Shore, former member of a record label Uptown that Diddy originally started with, and former artist himself, making allegations not just of sexual abuse, but of murder of Kim Porter, Diddy's ex, and also Al B. Shore's ex, and also accusations that there was an attempt on his life as well. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Big thing to make a claim like that, even if the person is behind bars right now and probably won't be getting out, but murder. This is something we've been speculating on for a while, and now someone very, very close to the fire is saying, yeah, I think that might be the case. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a big one, clearly. You know, the federal case involves allegations of sexual assault, of arson, of physical assault, all of that. But murder takes it to the next level. Now Diddy's been implicated and accused of witness and victim and tampering and intimidation, as well as threats. And so for someone to come out and make that claim, you know, they're taking a significant risk. Does that help support their credibility in the eyes of some? I think it does.
And this is a claim that there's no civil suits about it. There's no, you know, evidence in the public for it, at least as of right now. There's nothing criminally being investigated. This is just one man making this claim on a documentary. But certainly suspicions arise when you have to take a look back at this man everybody thought they knew, and now they're having to kind of reconcile who he really was on the other side. It feels like almost anything is possible. But to make the claim, and he says in there of the murder of Kim Porter, and he goes, should I have said allegedly? I mean, yeah, it is an allegation, but I mean, is there any sort of, you know, risks Albie Shore is taking by making this claim publicly right now without being any sort of charges or anything at this point in time?
Well, let's be clear. I mean, Diddy has significant reach. He's had that for a long time. And even though he's incarcerated, he still has it. His resources are dwindling, but he did have substantial resources. He had significant connections all across the United States and internationally, I'm sure. So could Diddy get really mad about this? Someone saying he killed his ex-wife? Certainly he could. There is absolutely a risk there. And I think that this accuser is differently postured, like you said, because he doesn't really have a financial motive. He doesn't have an ongoing claim. And so does that make him more believable? I think some folks would say, yeah.
I guess the question would be, is this a ploy? Is this, I mean, if Albie Shore and other people that were close to Kim Porter, and there's a lot of them that feel that her death was very suspicious. It was lobar pneumonia. She was 47 years old. As far as everyone knows, in pretty good health, the odds of dying of that are very slim. But in fact, she did die. You can be in that other percentile and it just not make it. That may be the case here. But to make those claims and to put it out there, is Albie Shore trying to get Diddy to sue him? Because if he were to do that, if Diddy were to file a civil suit against Albie Shore, that would open up a world of discovery into this very allegation. And if Diddy has nothing to hide, then Diddy has nothing to hide. But that might not be a door one would want to open if there is something behind the curtain. And I'm not saying it's murder, but just maybe something you don't want out there.
Yeah, I mean, what you're talking about with the discovery process can be super revealing, Tony. You know, we're talking about depositions under oath of really any of the parties involved. So Albie Shore, Diddy, those depositions can be requested. Also requests for production of materials. So we're talking about that there are alleged diaries that Kim Porter had. There are encrypted messages, things like that. All of that would come to the surface if there was, or likely come to the surface if there was such a civil suit. And so certainly could be revealing on both sides and perhaps to the detriment of Diddy.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want attention on something, I would think you wouldn't be necessarily, you know, let's go after and sue him. But the way it sounded in the doc is that Albie Shore, and this is, I mean, just my conjecture from what I'm picking up of what he was saying, was that there's legal proceedings going on right now, not necessarily in a court, I'm going to guess, but with an attorney, maybe preparing for a potential civil lawsuit, a wrongful death lawsuit. Do you think that's what he might have been referring to, as there's nothing on file as of this recording?
You know, Tony, even though there might not be an actual case that's been filed, that doesn't mean there isn't legal maneuvering and measures being taken. In fact, it is customary for the attorneys to be involved pre-suit and to be, as Tony Busby did on behalf of some of his Diddy accusers, make demands, send demand letters to people whom they think are responsible. And they have a back and forth and an exchange. And essentially is like, hey, if you don't pay us this money, all of this stuff is going to come to light publicly. So pay us this money. And so is it possible that there is such sort of legal negotiations and a back and forth taking place regarding this exact matter, even though there's no case filed? Absolutely.
And I'm going to guess here. I don't think Albie Shore is going after money of Diddy at this point. I'm thinking it's more in the principle of this, of exposing what he believes is something very wrong, a murder allegation. So, I mean, one can do that civilly. Can go criminal if the actual authorities, state authorities, local authorities, or federal authorities want to get involved. I don't know that that is the case. They're going to have to weigh any evidence and say, yeah, we think we have a case here. But civilly, it could certainly go on just by filing suit. I mean, that's what we saw with the OJ case, found innocent in the actual court of law, the criminal court, but in civil, found guilty. Never did end up spending a dime on the Goldmans, but found guilty with a large judgment. What sort of things could be dug into here should this become a civil case with Albie Shore going against Diddy for wrongful death of Kim Porter? Again, this is all speculation, but what kind of evidence do you need here? I mean, obviously, this is 2018, so there is going to be a digital footprint to a certain extent, but could we be talking going as far as exhuming a body to take a look at? Because it is still there as far as we know.
Exhuming a body is very rare, but not unprecedented. Sometimes when you know, they think a death has been settled, they think they know what happens, and then years later, there are questions raised that are compelling in nature. A judge can order that a body be exhumed. And so that could take place. On top of that, it's my understanding Kim Porter had some secrecy, not in a culpable way, but in a protective way. It's my understanding she had, you know, secret diaries and some messages that were not disclosed to everybody. It seemed like they were being kept secret from Diddy. What do those say? Yeah. What allegations could be revealed from those?
And it's interesting because earlier last year, there was what was claimed to be the diary of Kim Porter, a very small diary, being released to the public. Even Al B. Shore said, this is not it. This is not the one. I don't believe it. But he, in this documentary, came out now and said Kim was writing a diary towards the end of her life, writing down everything that happened. So it's not necessarily saying that there isn't a diary, just that the one that was dropped last year isn't the one, but one does seem to exist, which is quite interesting, because I think a lot of us thought, okay, well, if this one was kind of a fake thing, yeah, people do that sort of crap and you're not surprised. But this puts the diary back into play as an actual piece of evidence that does exist. And it is a diary, but I would imagine the feds would have their hands on this at this point if it exists.
Well, you would hope so, but not necessarily. I'm not sure how Kim Porter's death had really been connected to the larger Diddy sexual assault, human trafficking investigation. That there's a chance that the feds sort of like focused on those allegations. And yeah, his wife died a while back and they said it was pneumonia and mm-hmm. we've got enough stuff to handle on our own. So they might have not looked terribly into that diary. And if there was kind of like a fake or an incomplete or abridged diary released before, the question arises, is who did that? Is that some sort of act to cover something up?
It's a really good question. It's the fascinating part of these claims in this documentary to me is the fact that it's coming from someone that was very close to Kim Porter. He was a former partner. They have a child together. They did maintain a friendly relationship as best that they could while she was alive. Diddy seemed to want nothing of that. And Kim even allegedly came to him and said, look, you know, just stay out of this. It seems like she was kind of under the Diddy spell at the time because I don't want you to die and I don't want me to die. And I'm just paraphrasing there. But again, very strong accusations to be making about somebody. He is certainly down. He's in prison, but he's not there on these charges right now. I guess one could, you know, glean that if he were to push into this more in a civil way, that I would think federal authorities would at least take a look at it, not guaranteeing they're going to go and file any criminal charges, though, correct?
Yeah, certainly no guarantee, but absolutely, if there were civil proceedings, you better believe there would be feds sitting in that courtroom observing. It's a public case, or very likely would be a public case. And we've seen before how documentaries and civil proceedings and stuff, especially in our modern era of social media, can be compelling to law enforcement entities. They see the momentum building, they see the allegations, they see the possible evidence behind it, and they look into it further. Absolutely, that could happen with Diddy if there is a murder accusation.
And there's a lot.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.